Welcome to At the Organ, a weekly show about the classical organ and its music, heard on organlive.com every Sunday or streaming from our website anytime. Just point your browser to attheorgan.com for more information. Now, let's hear what's happening this week at the organ.
Welcome to the premiere edition of the all-new At the Organ, a weekly show dedicated to the organ, the music, the artist, the craft. I'm your host, Jim Logue. While I was preparing today's show, I came across a blog where someone was asking how to make the church more interesting. Somebody replied that the first thing they should do is kill the pipe organ. Well, you and I know that is never going to happen, and this is why the Organ Media Foundation is here, to help promote this beautiful and majestic instrument, and that is why you and I are here today. Today is June 8th, 2014. We are celebrating Pentecost, the birthday of the church. What better day is there to celebrate my first show with you on At the Organ? We'll start this show by visiting Las Vegas, Nevada, where Dr. Dorothy Young Reese is about to perform a selection by Johann Sebastian Bach. Dr. Reese made her musical debut on piano at the age of four. In 2011, she celebrated her 80th birthday with two organ concerts, one at the University of Las Vegas and the other at the Region 9 Convention for the American Guild of Organists at the First Congregational Church in Berkeley, California. Both concerts were recorded, and selections were included on her most recent CD, Music of Joy. The Bach piece is the Kyrie, God, Holy Spirit, from his German organ mass, the Klavier Übung, composed from 1735 to 1736. Dr. Reese recorded this at the University of Las Vegas.
Thank you.
Johann Sebastian Bach's Kyrie, God, Holy Spirit, performed by Dr. Dorothy Young-Reese. A fitting start for this first episode of At the Organ, where we're celebrating Pentecost. One of the fun things about this show is I get to tell you about some new projects. Our friends at Pro Organo have a new CD, which just released May 25th, from Morristown, New Jersey native James D. Hicks. Now, this is the third installment of a series of CDs that features music inspired by Nordic folk melodies. It is called Nordic Journey, Volume 3. It was recorded at the Skor Cathedral in Skor, Sweden. The cathedral actually has two organs. One is a 1964 Paul Gerhard Andersen organ. The second was built in 1995 by Mats Arvidsson & Son, organ and harpsichord builders. The album was recorded on the Andersen organ. In a video he recorded, James Hicks talks about why he chose the music for this CD, and then we'll play a little sample of what you can expect.
When I was thinking about a program for this wonderful cathedral and wonderful organ, I wanted to pick music that bespoke ages past. So the music that I've offered here on this particular volume of Nordic Journey, while composed fairly recently in the 20th and even in our 21st century, and indeed a couple of commissioned pieces for the project, I wanted to give this feeling of great age and tradition. So the pieces that I selected, all by Swedish composers, all within the 20th and 21st century, summon forth a great influence of Swedish folk music, which of course dates back beyond memory, and also classicism. By that I mean using forms such as toccatas and fugues and inventions, musical forms which take us back in time, but are given new meaning and new life within these new harmonies and new ways of expressing old thoughts.
That's James D. Hicks, his new album called Nordic Journey, Volume 3. You can get a link to it from our website at theorgan.com. By the way, speaking of Skor in Sweden, where this cathedral is located, the Diocese of Skor in Sweden is celebrating its 1,000th anniversary this year. They'll have official celebrations going on August 29th and 30th throughout the entire city of Skor. You're listening to At the Organ, where we're celebrating Pentecost. Let's listen to another selection. This is Toccata, The Glory of the Holy Spirit. It was composed and played by Dr. Frank Speller III, Associate Professor Emeritus of Organ at the University of Texas in Austin. And Dr. Speller once said, "Music has far greater power than merely to please or displease. Its capacity to bring inner richness and harmony has been commonly acknowledged throughout the history of music." In 1996, he recorded the album Spirited Fantasies at Bates Recital Hall at the University of Texas on a 1984 Visser Roland organ. And that CD includes this selection, the Toccata, The Glory of the Holy Spirit. Toccata, The Glory of the Holy Spirit, composed and performed by Frank Speller. You're listening to Oregon Live. Some more new music for you from the Laureate Series for the Oregon, released by Naxos. There's a new CD featuring Mari Fukumoto, a young organist from Japan, who won first prize at the 7th International Organ Competition in Musashino, Tokyo, and first prize at the International Organ Competition, the 62nd Organ Week in Nuremberg, Germany. On this new album, she plays music from a variety of composers. The new CD is called Organ Recital, Fukumoto Mari. I'll give you a quick excerpt from one of the selections. This is from Olivier Messiaen, a 20th century composer from France, and was performed at the Musashino Civic Cultural Center in Tokyo in October 2012 on a 1984 organ built by Danish organ builders Markussen and Son. This is an excerpt from Messiaen's Messe de la Pentecôte, Communion, again with Mari Fukumoto at the organ.
Listening to At the Organ.
The parish choir of St. Paul's Anglican Church on K Street in Washington, D.C. has an excellent reputation for music. That was the Litany to the Holy Spirit, composed by Peter Herford and performed by the parish choir under the direction of Robert McCormick. This is at the organ, and by the way, happy 314th birthday to organist, composer, and theorist Francesco Antonio Vallatti, a Franciscan priest who became organist at St. Antonio Church in Padua, Italy in 1722, and became maestro there in 1730. He remained in that position for the next 50 years. His birthday is June 11th. Now, we have time for one more selection. We'll go back with Dr. Frank Speller again. This is from his CD, Spirited Fantasies, in honor of Pentecost. It is called The Fantasy for Pentecost. thank you for joining us today on At the Organ, and thanks to Pro Organo for their assistance in the production of this episode. Be sure to check out our website, attheorgan.com, for links and for information on the music you've heard on today's show. I'm Jim Logue. Have a great week.
You've been listening to At the Organ, a weekly look at the art and music of the classical organ. We'd love to hear your comments about the show. Send your email to info@attheorgan.com or just go to our website where you can comment on the show. There you can also hear this week's show again or find back episodes. The address is attheorgan.com.